Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Gilroy Radio. This is none other than your host, Mr. Trey Love, the Playboy of Comedy, a.k.a. King Gilroy. You understand what I'm saying? Dropping that, I'ma rock her. And today, for my little cousin, Brendan, I'ma rock that today. But before we even get started, y'all, you know I got to come in with a little music, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me set the mood, y'all. It's Sunday. Get ready to sit back, relax, and enjoy Psychic Sundays with Psychic Wayne. Right up, y'all. After this song. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Gilroy Radio. This is none other than the Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love, your show host for today. All right, guys, it's January 30th. I mean, didn't this first month of this year go by fast? Is it just me, y'all, or are we flying, baby? It's like 2011 is blinking, baby. We like up and out of here, babe. You know what I'm saying? I'm so excited about the future, the possibilities. I'm excited about all the things that, you know, I've been blessed with this year, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all been on y'all New Year's resolution, man, and sticking to it. You know, we always say, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Well, I have to give myself credit. I'm very proud of myself because one thing I have been doing, family, is staying steady on my thing. I mean, I've been staying steady on my workouts. I've been watching what I've been eating. You understand what I'm saying? I've been living spiritually better. I haven't allowed Satan and his demons to really affect me the way they used to. You know what I mean? I'm becoming better. You know what I mean? And that's what it's about. That's what resolutions. I think we should make resolutions every day, every week, every month, instead of once a year. And when we make these resolutions, ladies and gentlemen, these are goals. And these goals we need to stick to, because Trey Love is a living proof of what setting goals and accomplishing them is because, hey, just look at my career, baby. Look at what I'm doing. I'm out here in L.A. shining, doing my thing. This is the shout-out segment of the show. I got to shout out the people that show me love, man, and I got to show y'all love back. First of all, I want to shout out EOTM, Carla EOTM Simpson. You all know I'm a former host over at EOTM Radio. We do a blog talk thing together. You know how God works, man. I mean, I was, you know, such a big personality and doing my own stuff, man. Carla was just like, you know what, Trey, you just need your own thing. Just do your own thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just, and I mean, I couldn't do nothing but agree with her, you know what I mean? We're still very close friends. We're still very much affiliated. We're still very much in support of each other's businesses. So make sure those of you who tune in to my show, the Trey Love Gilroy Radio Show on Blog Talk, y'all tune in over there and check out my piece on EOTM as well, because that is my family. I got nothing but love for them. Izzy, Stacy, the whole EOTM clique, Jenny, I mean, dang, man, y'all got somebody. EOTM is a gang. That's right, I said it. I'm putting it right there out on Gilroy Radio. EOTM is a gang. Be careful because there's a lot of them. I'm telling you, you don't know what angle they're coming from, who's going to be coming from EOTM. There's a whole bunch of them. I even got EOTM people in my camp. You know what I'm talking about? Rollo Street. Y'all know my boy Rollo Street, the main man who do all my videos and tapes and everything. That brother's down with EOTM as well. I think his show is going to be starting February the 4th. No, the 12th, if I'm not mistaken. But I do know that EOTM is going to be doing coverage, guys, February 14th, Valentine's Day in Las Vegas. EOTM will be doing the media coverage. Rollo Street will be doing the video coverage. And for those of you who do not know, my main cameraman, Donald C. of Velvet Ropes Entertainment, he likes to be behind the scenes. He don't like to be seen and talked to about too much. But the brother has been so good, so instrumental in helping capture the magic. You understand? They've been telling me all my life, ladies. Y'all been saying, oh, you're so cute, you're so handsome, you're so good looking. Well, you know what? I got to thank Rollo Street and Donald C. for allowing me to be able to put this good looking on tape, put this good looking on film, you understand what I'm saying, to make sure that I can get this into the right hands. And I'm going to tell y'all something, it's a buzz being created. And I also got to give shout out to my main man, Dre Banks, his worst baby, out in Las Vegas, y'all. The man came, he said, Trey, just listen to this beat. Y'all, I peeped out the beat, and he started giving me the rhythm. Man, it takes him, my homegirl Thug Miss, got to shout her out because she's assisted me in writing techniques, and I appreciate her for that. Thug Miss was through. She went to the store and came back. Y'all, I had already laid my first verse. I tried to tell him, baby. And Rollo Street and Donald C. got to see last night some live freestyle, which I'm going to start doing on Gilroy Radio. I'm going to start giving y'all a little freestyle, you know what I'm saying, every now and then just play a beat, have some callers call in, and we get down. Because I got to show y'all, man, that I'm multi-talented. It's much more than what you think, baby. It's much more than them jokes, baby. I'm telling you, boy, your boy got skills and game. Got to give a shout-out to my attorney, Ateria Clark. She called in yesterday. She will be doing a segment on the Trey Love Show called Seminar Saturdays. What Seminar Saturdays is going to be about, people, is reaching you. First of all, we're going to help people with different things that you guys have going on. A lot of people have legalities and issues that, you know, a lot of us don't know how to deal with and handle, not realizing that a lot of pain and turmoil that we go through, we can kill a lot of that garbage, y'all, by just hiring an attorney. And you know what? Attorneys are not as expensive as what you may think they are. Let me shout out my EOTM family real quick. Izzy Sandberg just put up on Facebook, y'all, advertise on the Mixture of Arts. That's with Say to Say, Izzy Sandberg. Y'all, I'm going to share this real quick because that's my EOTM family, so I'm just going to go on and press share and let them get, you know what I'm saying, let y'all see what EOTM got cracking, because I'm dang on show trying to advertise with them because they making it happen over there. That's church. As I was saying, my attorney, Ateria Clark, she hooked some stuff up. We're going to be doing Seminar Saturdays where we're going to reach the people and kind of help you all deal with different issues and learning how to properly use an attorney and realizing that, you know, the money you spend on an attorney, y'all, could help you out a lot in the long run. Even my business, y'all, Gilroy Entertainment, is paperwork. See, I'm not just a black man out here. Like, you know how everybody you meet, oh, yeah, I'm the CEO of Garbage Pail Records. You know what I'm saying? It's me, my homeboy Charles, and then we put this thing together. No, baby. I got paperwork, legitimized paperwork, and my attorney, Ateria Clark, put that together. Big shout out to her, y'all. Gotta tell y'all a quick story. I think my man Rollo going to call in. I'm not sure, but I'm going to save this story, y'all, because last night, be on the lookout. I'm going to tell y'all something real big is brewing. Tentative date, February 18th, tentative date. Y'all be on the lookout for GSV. Entertainment. I'm going to explain GSV to you later, but I'm going to just tell you like this. It's going to be powerful. Now, before I bring, oh, yeah, and I did shout out Dre Banks out there in Las Vegas who put the hottest track in the world together. Dre, I ain't got nothing but love for you again, brother. Thank you so much. And y'all know I'm going to be pushing his music on here. And also, EOTM, y'all got somebody. I'm just shouting it out loud because, I know y'all listen because y'all my peeps over there. If y'all got somebody with some good music, man, and, I mean, it don't even matter if it's good or not. We trust. We Gilroy EOTM. If you got some music, because people might think my music is not good. Anyway, but I'm just saying, you can shoot your stuff over here, man, and I'll play it, man, and give a shout-out, man, to anybody y'all working with. Because anybody y'all working with, I'm working with. Anybody I'm working with, y'all working with, and that's Church and that's Tabernacle, baby. We got to keep this thing together. And, I mean, Carla gave me the sweetest shout-out, y'all, in the whole entire world on Facebook. She said on the video that Rollo Street created for me that Trey has that it factor. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've worked so hard to push and pursue my career. And I'm not going to say any names about any one specific person, but because it's a lot that does come against me, especially, guys, so when you're trying to do something to the magnitude of what I'm trying to do, you get people that become jealous, they become angry because they see you growing and prospering, and then you still want to include them. You still try to talk to them and conversate with them, but they don't know how to express themselves. So what ends up happening is, because, guys, I may not in some ways know how to express myself, but you know what? I'll take the time to talk to you. Let's figure it out. Because, see, I know that there's one word I believe in, and it's a resolve. And if there is no resolve, that's on you and your fault. That's why I put on Facebook earlier, y'all, I got an ex-wife because we couldn't have no resolve. Y'all, I got plenty of ex-girlfriends because we couldn't have no resolve. I done quit jobs and all that kind of stuff. Why, y'all? Because there wouldn't be no resolve. And there's a thing called predictability. And there's a thing called unpredictability. Now, some of us may be afraid and not really know what's going on with this unpredictability and be like, oh, my God, how do I do this? How do I do that? I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to figure that out. And that's why today's guest is going to be here every Sunday. He's agreed to it. And we are going to be doing what's called Psychic Sundays with Psychic Wayne right here live on Gilroy Radio, everybody. We're going to be doing this every Sunday. So what I'm going to do is, before I bring him on, we're going to play a little music, man. We got a good move going. I'm going to try to keep the chi on deck, but I do got to play a little something for my little cousin Brandon. I'm going to play a little snippet of I'm a Rock Her for him, y'all. Pray for him. He has Hirschman's disease, man. You know, I hope I'm saying it right. I'm probably not, because you know I've got my GED, so y'all got to work with me. But he's my flesh and blood. He's my little cousin, y'all. He's only 10 years old, and I know he's probably listening. I don't want to give the details of his disease over the air, just in case he is listening. But look it up, y'all, and pray for him, and let's keep the little dude, you know what I'm saying, in our hearts, in our minds, and in our prayers. And little man, I'm gonna tell you something. Just remember, if you ever need a friend, man, don't hesitate to call your big cousin, baby. Trey Love King Gilroy is your family. Everybody, let's relax for a minute.
There's a fountain of hope, living water for each of us. There, rivers of dreams. Heartache of this place. There are children and flower trees. There are voices of people who need this place. Oh. Sorrow and sadness here, but there's heaven and sunshine too. The spirit of peace moves free and clear. making way for laughter here. There are children that flower the trees. There are voices of people who believe in this place. Feeling and breathe in this place, yeah.
That was Kim. It's a song called This Place, real nice fly cut. The first one I played was called Drunk in a Smoky Bar While Sipping an Imperial Porter Mix. Now, if you know, like I know, you see how I vibe. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a chill brother. You understand? I know y'all like, dang, Trey, I ain't know you did it like that. Yeah, that's how I vibe. Shout out to my homegirl on Facebook right now chatting with me, Yanin IG, Yanin Ig. I see you, baby. You know, she has some very enlightening things to say on a post I put up about why is it that they have the Oscars, y'all, and this year there's not one black movie, one black actor or actress that was nominated. We got to do something about that, Black Hollywood. But right now, what we're going to do is we are going to venture into a place that some of you are afraid to go to. We're going to try to find out some things about ourselves. We're going to have he reads from the tarot. I've done research on this man. He's a very powerful psychic. And I mean, it's something innovative, y'all. I've never done a show or had the blessing or pleasure or opportunity to interview a psychic and work with a psychic, and look how God worked. Y'all, I'm telling you, I'm just like Mr. Facebook famous. I'm taking over right from Facebook. Met his brother on Facebook, talking now. Not only is he a guest on my show, this young man is also going to be doing Psychic Sundays every Sunday. He has a home on Gilroy Radio with Trey Love. Ladies and gentlemen, all the family around the world wide web, welcome to the show. I know some of you are ready. I know Iggy is. And if you want to chat with me or him and you don't want to talk on the phone, guys, or you don't want to per se talk in the chat, then talk to me on Facebook. And I have no problem with asking Psychic Wayne your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the Trey Love Show, let's welcome him spiritually. I can't got no claps or nothing, so I'm going to clap like this here. Welcome him to the show, Mr. Psychic Wayne.
Hey, what's going on, Trey Love? I'm pretty good.
Well, welcome to the show. Okay, look, yeah, you got people already. She want to know how her credit is going to get fixed, everything. You already got questions posted up, Psychic Wayne. First of all, welcome to the Trey Love Show. And Psychic Wayne, I'm going to give you the floor and let you just run it and tell everybody what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to mute myself and give Psychic Wayne the floor. We do have a couple of callers, Psychic Wayne. So 484, want to make sure you know I see you. And 310-663, I want to make sure you know I see you too. So we're going to give Psychic Wayne the floor, and if he wants to chat back with me or anyone else, I'll be here hosting the show and open the lines up. It's all yours, Psychic Wayne.
Okay. This is a new format for me, people, but if you're out there, I am Psychic Wayne. I'm located in Los Angeles, and I read the Tarot. I've been reading the Tarot 20 years professionally, and I've had them since I was a kid. Also, I do astrology. So if there's something you want to know about, because the way the Tarot works, it talks about what happened in your past, it talks about what's going on now, and then it talks about what's probably going to happen. So don't be calling in here talking about what's the lottery numbers. At best, they'll be able to tell you, well, you're not going to win the lottery. So a lot of people always want to ask questions about, well, who's going to win the Super Bowl? You know, all that stuff is chance. And, yeah, sometimes I can predict that, but it's not what I do. That's not the point. It's not my purpose. My point and my purpose.
I got to jump in and joke on that psychic way. I know all
okay.
the black people out there is like, they like, hold on, man. Well, what we calling in for? You know, brothers, man, we just really want to know, like, what the number is, you know what I'm saying? Because we try to make sure we could keep enough money to stay above water. You know, psychic way, I'm going to tell you, you know how black people is. We be like, hey, look, I can't pay my rent. Am I going to be able to pay my rent by the first or something?
Well, you know, I can work with that question, but the thing of it is about the whole lottery thing. You know, I'm going to open a site up one day, and it'll be called idreamagenie.com. I'm not about granting your wish. I'm about giving you some guidance that's going to bring you into a future that's the best future that you can have. That's the point. So,
wow.
Okay. Are you there?
Well, that's Oh, I'm right here, Psychic Wayne. I'm telling you, I got you back. I'm just letting you kind of run the show, you know.
Okay.
Do you want to do a reading real quick on me, or would you like to read on a young lady who asked specifically to be introduced? Her name is Yanin Ig. She wants to. She asked, like, ask him about me. So she's live on my Facebook. Well, do you need to see her, touch her? Like, what's your feel in order to be able to do a reading for her?
No, I don't need to see her or touch her. Well, first of all, I would need.
I was joking, Psychic Wayne. I'm sorry. I told her I needed to touch her, but I'm joking. I'm joking. She's married. Praise
I got you. I forgot you're a comedian. I got you. Okay, well, what is her question and what is her birth date?
Okay, I need to know your birth date. Yanin, okay, this one's for Wayne. I have a gift like his, and I see things like death of people, success of people, and sometimes I don't like seeing it. What's your birth date, Yanin? Put your birth date up, honey. And that was her question. She says she doesn't like seeing the vision she's getting, so I'm going to get her birthday. And then once I do that, I'll give it to you.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
my birthday
she needs to tell me.
April 19th. Go ahead.
She needs to tell me what she wants to know about the fact that she's seeing this stuff. Does she want to know why? Does she want to know if it's going to stop? So, yeah, I mean, everybody has a third eye, so to speak, but not everybody is tapped into it. So what is her question about her third eye?
Okay. Well, her birth date is April 19th, 1971, and I'm chatting with her on Facebook, so let me ask her, what is your question? Because she can hear me, too, because she's tuned in live to Gilroy Radio.
Okay.
Why? Okay, this is for Wayne. I have a gift like his, and I see things that people success people. Sometimes I don't like what I'm seeing. He wanted your birthday, Yanin, and he also wants to know, is there a problem with you seeing through your third eye? I mean, what do you think? Why am I seeing it? She wants to know why she's seeing it.
Hmm. All right. And we'll see what the cards have to say about that. And the thing about
okay,
what
we're
I
doing
do.
A reading on you, baby. Go ahead.
I was going to say the thing before I laid out the cards. The thing about it, what I do is that I don't know if this is something automatic, but I don't see and I don't deal with death. So if she sees that, that's, you know, that's a different gift than what I do. But let's see. Oh, boy. You know what? I don't know how old she is, but her third eye is opening up wide. There's a man as a spirit guide around her, probably either her father or her grandfather, who's right behind her as I'm speaking to her, is really, really helping her open this eye and giving her this information. Ask her, is her grandfather still alive or has he crossed over?
Is your grandfather still alive, honey? I'm going to type it in to her on Facebook as well. She's
right.
Live on Gilroy with us, guys. Yanin Ig. Is your grandfather, it said on your tarot card, Yanin, that your third eye is being opened by your grandfather. That's very interesting. She's typing, so I'm going to let her type. Getting her reading. Wow, this is, man, this show is going to be fun. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, I already know I'm going to have to do this show for 2 hours because, man, y'all going to be calling in. I know I'm excited. Why am I saying that? He is deceased. She just answered.
Okay. How old was she when he crossed?
Love you over there, Janine. How old was he when he passed, Janine?
How old was she when he crossed?
Oh, how old were you, Janine, when he passed? He passed in 2001, and how old were you, Yanine? How old were you, honey? Dang, we doing a live psychic reading on Trey Love Radio Show. Ain't this something? I am just, family, I'm just amazed right now. Thank you for your participation. She was, when my son was born, oh, she was 32.
Okay. Okay, well, what they're saying here is that ever since he crossed over, he has been trying to give her messages, open up the third eye, and this is just, it's a process that's happening. She shouldn't fight this. A lot of people, the first idea is to fight it, but she shouldn't fight this. This is definitely a gift, and it's a gift from God. And even though you'll see things that you don't want to see, I mean, that's the yin and the yang. You're going to see things that you want to see or that you're glad that you see. So, you know, she needs to embrace this because it's not going to go anywhere.
Wow. Hey, I hope you heard that, Janine. I want to repeat that to her as well as the other listeners. I mean, I'm going to tell you, Psychic Wayne, we haven't even really talked much, but I do believe in the spiritual side of things because my mother, me and my brother used to joke about her being psychic because my mother used to, I mean, she was just wild with it, you know, and I've learned to open my third eye through prayers and through having different visions, and I'm able to kind of predict things. I would never say that I'm an expert such as yourself because I'm not, but that third eye, I do kind of live my life by knowing, you know what I'm saying, guys? I'm just talking to all the people right now. I do kind of live my life knowing a little bit of kind of what's going to happen because I have insight. And I think that through real prayer, and I'm not just, and people don't take this the wrong way. I'm not just saying, you know, saying a simple prayer. You know, sometimes as Christians, some of us Christians, you know, we get a simple prayer and we say, okay, in the name of Jesus, and everything's just supposed to magically disappear or reappear or something like that. But there are things, guys, and situations, you know, that my mother used to say, she used to fast, y'all. She used to meditate on things. And I think that that's where, like, honestly, people, we dig into our spirituality and we start finding out, you know, what our third eye is. We have another chat on the line. Ms. Safia, she would like to know if 2011 will be a success for herself and her immediate family. Her birthday is December 23rd, 1983.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. What was her name again?
Her name is Safia.
And she wants to know if 2011 will be successful for her and her family. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see. Well, you know what? It starts off slow. And it gets a lot better. She's going to have to work on letting go of the things that have happened last year, the year before, and all that, because a lot of the stuff that's happened to her in a bad way or a bad sense, she still holds on. And this has something to do with either her husband or relationship or something along those lines.
Wow.
After she married?
Are you married, Safia? Safia, are you married? I'm asking her. She's chatting with me on Facebook. Guys, I'm telling you right now, I know I got some people listening. This is going to be, I'm telling you, this is going to be a hot show. My lines have never been this lit up, y'all. I got every line that's on the line hot right now. Everybody wants a piece of Psychic Wayne. Psychic Wayne, you a hit, baby, right here on Gear Ray Radio.
Okay.
Sophia, are you married, baby? Are you married? She's typing right now. I see she's typing.
Okay.
This is fun, y'all. She laughs out loud and says no. Okay, so she's not married. But you did say it's something to do with the relationship.
No, it's something to do with the relationship, even if she's not married, you know. So the thing that I'm getting here, she's asking about, is this year going to be a good year for her with her family and that kind of thing? The cards are speaking that it'll be a decent year that starts out slow, but there's something centered around a relationship that gets better that she doesn't know where it's going to go, and she needs to release or let go of the past. So, you know, and it's a man directly on top of her. So what that indicates to me that there's something going on with or around love and relationship this year for her, especially. So.
Ah, Hey, Sophia, I wish yours sound good to me, girl. I mean, he said, like, you this man. All these women be wanting men. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all just heard it live on Gil Roy Radio. Sophia, everything going to be all right. You know, it's going a little slow. It's going to go a little slow. But it's looking like you're going to have a very romantic year, young lady. That is really, really, really sexy.
As
okay.
long as she let go of the past.
I don't think she's ready to do that. You know how them women are. They just, they hold on to stuff.
Well, you know, as humans, we hold on to the past, especially if it was good. We think about the good and we don't think about the bad, you know. You know, some of us guys do the same, including you. So.
No, I don't. How you going to find me out? I ain't asked you what I'm reading yet.
Look, yeah, and it doesn't have to do or have to be with love and romance and that kind of thing. You know, we as humans, we like to hold on to stuff that was good to us. You know, whether it's your youth,
you know what?
Whether it's,
okay, now, wow.
You know.
Now, the conversation's getting a little deep because you're right. I do like to, okay, Psychic Wayne, my mother had, passed away in 1997. And, I mean, come on, just like anything and anybody, you know, I have, of course, had to let go. But it's been hurtful. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's been a lot of years. But I still miss her. I miss the times we had. I miss her smile. I miss her laugh. I miss, and see, you know, it's funny, like life without your mother, as close as we were, life without
mm-hmm.
her, I really do feel a sense of emptiness because with every, there's no replacement for her. There's no woman. I love my kids and everything, but there's no one, no person that can replace that sheer, you know, bond that I had. And I think it's being connected to her umbilical cord and all those type of spiritual things. I think that it's
mm-hmm.
just like the fact that she's not on this planet with me anymore. It really does. And it pushes me to seek joy and seek happiness because I'm just trying to maintain my happiness to replace the sorrow that I feel not having my mother at such a young
age.
Well,
she wants you to be happy. She wants you, you know, to move forward in life. You know, and what people don't understand, and death is something I just really don't like to discuss, but sometimes I just have to. The shell that you knew your mom to be in, that's the shell that they buried, and it's in the ground, it's under the tombstone, but her spirit wasn't there when they put it there. Her spirit is still kicking and still somewhere else, and mainly it's probably still around you. So we have to always remember that, even though we don't see the person anymore physically, that's the difficult part, but we got to know and accept and embrace and understand that the spirit of that person is still there, and you'll know her again.
Wow. Oof. Man. I'm going to go ahead and let you, oof. Man, I hope y'all paying attention. The Gilroy Radio Show, man, with Psychic Wayne is, man, this is phenomenal. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to go ahead and take some callers, Psychic Wayne, because I have not had this many callers. I was going to take it to song, but my lines are blown up. So I got to go ahead and let some people in. Psychic Wayne, I got you on 818, right? That's you, right?
Yes.
Okay. 314, you're on the line live on Gilroy Radio. What's happening, 314?
The Gilroy
race. Yeah. Yes, 314, you live on Gilroy. Live with Psychic Wayne. All right, let me go ahead and mute them out. They probably don't want to talk, but we need you and want you and are grateful for your time anyway, 314. Okay, 484, if you're on the line and don't want to talk, I just won't ask you nothing. What's up, 314-84? You want to talk or no? Okay, 484.
No. Well, I'll just say I'm just listening in. I've talked to Psychic Wayne a couple times, and he's always right. And I'm just enjoying the show, and I love to talk to him and hear from him. So just thanks for inviting me to the show.
Oh,
well,
who is
welcome.
It?
Yeah, what's your name, huh?
Okay. Tamala.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. So thank you for that nice compliment. Okay.
Oh, no problem. I'll just listen in.
Okay.
You know what, Pamela? Thank you so much for calling in on Gilroy Radio and listening to Psychic Wayne. You can catch him here live each and every Sunday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Today it's only going to be 4 to 5, guys, because this is our first show. But because of the success of the show, and, I mean, this is something that's needed. It's Sunday. It's kind of therapeutic. I mean, everyone goes to church, and, you know, that's a beautiful thing. But sometimes you may need a little advice or just venture out a little bit, guys. Don't be afraid to see what's going on. We have another caller, area code 310-663. You're live on Gilroy Radio.
Hi, Trey, Psychic Wayne.
Hi, who's this?
How are you?
Hi, good. How are you guys?
Good.
Oh, great. How are you?
All right.
Any questions for Psychic Wayne, or you just wanted to listen in?
Yeah, actually, I do have a question. I have a situation right now where I'm dealing with a person who's a quasi-boss kind of situation, but not really. And I'm just trying to decide if I should stick with this person or if I should be cautious of this person and try to move away from this person because, I mean, there are some benefits to dealing with this person. This is a business relationship. But then also I see some pitfalls coming. So I just wanted to see what Psychic Wayne had to say about the situation. My birthday is 1973.
Okay. And did you give me your first name? Or you can give your initial, whatever you're comfortable doing.
Yeah, Ateria.
Oh, Ateria. Okay. Now, the phone was breaking in and out, so let me be sure I'm asking the cards the right question. This is a business partner, and you want to know if you should get rid of this person? Or is that what you said?
Something like that. He's
okay.
A person that I work with.
So you just want to know the what's going to happen between you guys, basically.
Right.
The relationship.
Right.
Okay. Give me the first initial of the person.
R.
All right. Let's see. Listen. I don't, you know, because I couldn't hear what you were saying. Is this, have you been romantically involved with this person?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, well, good, because either he's married or in a relationship or whatever. The business aspect of this is still not completed, meaning that it's not time for you to walk away from this situation. There's still something you're going to get out of it. Ultimately, it doesn't end up being a long-term deal between you and him, but you get something from this partnership that you hadn't gotten yet. You don't need to walk away from this right now, right yet, no. And I'll tell you this. You overthink things, which means basically you're too suspicious about a lot of things. And I don't know if you've been in business with somebody else before him or what went on, but you overthink things. And not that he may not be doing something on the up and up all the time, but you always think too hard about it.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So it's not time to walk away. You still get something out of the situation.
Okay, okay.
All right. He is married, right?
He is in a relationship. So his girlfriend works with
okay.
him.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to confirm that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to jump in on that statement. Psychic Wayne, you know what you just did right now? You authenticated yourself. Ateria is a friend of mine. We work together, and she is very over-analytical. Ladies and gentlemen, these two people never met. I never physically met Psychic Wayne. I know Ateria, and he just said something that I told her off one conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to pay attention to this. Like I said, I know what's authentic and I know what's not. This has to be authentic because having never met this woman and just having one conversation with her, he keeps her whole game out. Ladies and gentlemen, the Trey Love Show is running so smoothly. We're having so much fun. I got to play a little cut by my main man, Dre Banks, out there. Hit works. In Las Vegas. We're going to come back and have a lot more with Psychic Wayne. I ask everybody to stay on the line and come back. But for now, we're going to have a little fun.
Compliments my swag, and shorty knows she's bad. Stimulated by the conversation, maybe she's the one. Met a lot of girls, but none like her before. It's only natural that I wanna get to know you more.
Rock and roll.
Shorty, go ahead and put it in my lap. If I give it a little tap,
maybe I wonder
what's your freak number. I know you know where I want to pick up. Let it roll, baby, bounce it on top. Bring it up slow, you know I'm never gonna stop. Tapping that ass, spinning that cash. Drop it real low and then you bring it up some more. On stage, in the limousine. All the floors, on the kitchen sink. You make a noise while you beating on my chest. Rock and roll, drop it on the
floor.
Welcome back to Gilroy Radio, man. That was Hit Works, Dre Banks out there with a young artist named Cohen. Cohen also, y'all, did the hook on my cut. I'm a rocker, man, a young talented cat about to make a couple moves. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all, we back live with Psychic Wayne, y'all. I mean, this show is hot. Psychic Wayne, man, what's going on over there in the cars, man?
Well, I'm just shuffling them a little bit. And, you know, and let me say this, and I think that one of the reasons I wanted to do your show was that sometimes, you know, I get these ugly emails from people saying how, you know, you should be ashamed, this is the devil, and all of that stuff. I wanted some of those people to call in so we could just talk and air this out and let people hear and understand how dumb and how stupid, you know, some people can be. And catch me on a bad day. I mean, I will argue and be ready to fight. But some days I have to let it roll off my back because people just, they don't understand what I do. They don't understand how it works, you know?
Man, hey, y'all heard it live on Gilroy Radio. Psychic Wayne got a little gangster with it, didn't he? He said, man, call in, punk. You got
to. I know, you know, I've become so hard after all of these years of having to defend myself, you know, so I'm ready.
Psychic Wayne, you know what? Okay, I have a question for you. I want to tell you something about me, Psychic Wayne, since you said that. I want to tell you something about me, and I want you to kind of help me out. I don't want to give my birth date specifically out. I'll inbox them, but because I'm a star, you know, I got to hide my age. Because, see, my acting age, Psychic Wayne, is 23. So I'm saying, like, I can't tell the public how old I am. But this is the question I have for you, Psychic Wayne. Just very much similar as you, not to take anything away from my comedy brothers, because I love my comedy brothers. I mean, it's a plethora of us that are very talented. But, I mean, I feel, and this is not to be braggadocious, God gives us all gifts, but I feel that I am, per se, one of the elite, at least it's when it comes to entertainment, to comedy. And I have been through so much, not from crowds. See, what I love is fans of people, man, have loved me, adored me. I mean, the fans is what's kept me going. Why is it that I've had so many issues with other comedians, other entertainers? And, I mean, I love these brothers. When I meet these brothers and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and sisters are like, I don't want to say no names, but I try to befriend them and, you know, just be my nice, warm, jovial self. Why is it that, and I know for a fact because I've gotten the back end of things, these guys have literally went out of their way to make sure I wasn't booked on certain shows over the years. This is a 15-year stand-up comedy career that I'm in the midst of right now. So what I'm asking you is, like when you say you're ready to attack, What do you see for me? Because, see, I say the best revenge is success. What do you see for me in the upcoming years, and how will I, because I still, even though I feel I know I wasn't wrong, I still would like to make things better between me and my comrades, or should I even try?
Okay, so that's about five questions. So let's start with one of them. Let's look at your success in comedy.
Long-winded,
you know, I only need the month and the date, and I know that you're a Cancer, because when I shuffle the cards and I ask a question, there's a card in the deck that represents Cancer, and then I look around that card to see what more information I can get. So let's just look at your career in comedy and see what we get here, see what we start off with here. And I'm telling you now, I'm not sugarcoating nothing, all right?
Don't, please.
Okay, first and foremost, I want to say that I'm really glad that you keep pushing on with this career. There is a space for you. You're going to achieve this space, but you still have a ways to go. Now, a ways to the card could be a year, it could be 2 years or whatever. You still are going to get there. It's just going to take you longer than you want. And you say you've been doing this 15 years. I know your patience is wearing out, but that's okay. You still get there. You got the talent card at the very top. Now, that to me definitely indicates that you got what it takes. Now, a lot of people that want to do entertainment and that kind of thing, they got to have the heart. I'm not saying you don't have the heart. What I'm saying to you is that you're going to have more heart, because it's not going to happen for you tomorrow. It's not. But I can assure you, looking at what they tell me, the last card says that you find what you're looking for. You got the sun, and that's Hollywood, that's fame, and all of that stuff that you want. And be sure this is what you really, really want, because you're going to get your wish.
Wow.
You got a lot of skeletons in your closet?
Yeah.
Hey,
look, I'm gonna keep it 100. This is Gilroy Radio, y'all. This is Trey Love's Playboy Comedy. I'm live on Gilroy Radio. Y'all heard Psychic Wayne just straight up tell y'all, ask me. And hey, and the people that know me know I ain't gonna lie. I done missed things. Hold on, I done missed places and I done done some things. So we asked me, do I have skeletons in my closet? I'm mad enough to stand up and say, not just yes, but yes.
Okay, well, and you know, and that's not to discourage this, just know where you're going, and they're giving you a yes that you're going to get to where you're going, but, you know, something from your past may come and haunt you one day, but we ain't going to worry about that now.
Well, you know what, I tell this to my past, and I say this, and I mean it straight up. I'm going to tell you like this, Psychic Wayne, and I'm going to be totally honest with you. First of all, again, like I said, after doing stand-up 15 years, and I'm in hot pursuit of my career and life, ladies and gentlemen, for the people that know me, I always say this, Psychic Wayne, that I'm going to win by the law of averages. And the reason why I'm going to win by the law of averages, I'm getting ready to go in the song too, Psychic Wayne. We're going to come right back to you in 1 second, but I want to do something special for my little cousin, Mr. Brandon. My baby cousin, like I said, guys, he has Hirschman's disease, and it's a rare disease. He's young, guys, and, I mean, I just, like I said, I don't want to say certain things on the radio, but let's make sure we keep him in our prayers. And I'm going to play a snippet of my song, I'm going to Rock Her, just for him. And I want to say this to the people. Whatever it is in my past that's going to come up, one thing I'm not afraid of is whatever you can bring against me, is because I'm not ashamed of anything I've done. I'm a child of God. I put God first and foremost in my life. I work hard. I dedicate. And I know that in order to become what I am destined to become, these types of things come with the career. If you want a career in entertainment and you want to be an entertainer, then expect for all your dirty laundry to be aired. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am nothing but a vessel. I'm a dirty rag, and I am no good. And for those of you who do think I'm any good, you're wrong, because I admit I ain't no good. I ain't never been no good, but I'm trying to do better. And this right here is living proof of the baby. Oh, get away, radio. Get ready to be rocked. This is for you, little cousin. Brandon, baby. This is the one and only Trey Love. The hottest thing on the planet, baby. We're going to take over the summer. Chesh.
L.A. Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a
rock. My name, Gilroy Gang, is my claim to fame. Call me mine, you lose
same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Big Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big Fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, MIA, and forget Chi-Town, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Rap a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
I'm a
I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my celly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show, you gave me some, but I won't go, make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver, freaky, I got mirrors, can I make
at Saki Wayne.
Oh, okay, I'm here.
I just ran my mouth. I was talking and didn't nobody hear me. I mean, that was, I couldn't get y'all too much, y'all. That was I'm a Rocker by Trey Love, y'all. That was all, dang, and that was me, y'all. I had myself on mute. Ain't that something? But that was I'm a Rocker by me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoyed snippet I shot at you. I was talking about 20 minutes, and I looked up, I say, Saki Wayne. And then And all y'all hung up. I am so sorry to all my listeners. I'm sorry. Oh, they called back. Oh, my God. They love us. Saki Wayne, we're going to hit it. All right, we're going to go on and take these calls, y'all. We don't have but 6 minutes. But remember this, ladies and gentlemen, because of the success of this show, each and every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m., we're going to go ahead and holler at Saki Wayne. I want everybody to jump in. 314 if you want to jump in. 323-202 if you want to jump in. Who else is this? 410, if you want to jump in, you jump in. Everybody jump in. We only got 6 minutes. Y'all talk to Saki Wayne. What's up, everybody?
What's going on? Rollo Street, baby. Much love. Get away radio.
Rollo Street is in the building. What's up to Saki Wayne, Rollo?
Oh, Saki Wayne, what to do, man?
Hey, what's going on, Rollo?
Oh, man, this
is
going.
I love it. Rollo. Get Red Radio, we got Rollo Street. Hey, y'all, big things cracking for Rollo Street and Trey Love. Y'all make sure y'all watch that video we did on YouTube, man. We on some hot stuff. 404, who is this 404-234? Where you at out there? I got you open up. What's up, 404? 404-234. I got you. Okay, they hung up. 410-903, I got you on the line. Who is this?
Hello, it's Irina in Maryland.
Hey, is this the young lady I've been chatting with, yawning on our Facebook?
Yes.
How are you, girl? You know, hey, I know you're married and everything, and I hope your husband not listening. So I'm gonna say this nicely. I'm gonna say it real. Like if I was listening to my woman and she was on the radio, and the dude said that she was cute, your husband ain't gonna beat me up for saying you're cute.
I'm not married.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, Saki Wayne, hey, why y'all just Saki Wayne back to laughing? I just Saki Wayne say, boy, oh, your laundry gonna come out. Boy, you better.
No, I'm trying to get in contact with Saki Wayne.
Okay, what's your name? Irina? Irina Parker?
Yes.
You're Irina Parker?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. All right, yeah, and I was explaining to you, I get hundreds of emails, and I was going to get to your email at some point, but we got you on the line. You want to ask me a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about my career. That was the only question.
Okay. Well, what's your question about your career? Give me your birthday.
It's 11/21/83. I just wanted to know where it was going. You know, I got in contact with a military recruiter, but I'm just not sure which way to take. You know, I'm not happy where I'm at now. I just want to know where I'm going to go.
All right. So you want the cards to dictate to you where to go. I'm just going to shuffle them up and see what they talk about here. Let's see. Because the cards, they guide. They don't decide for us. You understand what I mean?
Right.
Let's see. Yeah, you are a lost soul. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, the whole military thing is not where you need to go. It's not where you need to go. How old are you right now?
27.
Okay. Because, honestly, mid to late 30s, there's business around you or businesses, actually, around you. Military is not the way you're supposed to go there, I'm telling you. They're saying that business owner is your path. Now, and I don't know if you've even thought about this or figured this out, but this is something you need to really, really focus on. Where you are now, you do feel stuck. You feel like, you know, you're not going anywhere, and you're absolutely right. Where you are, you know, you're not going anywhere. It's time for you to figure out a plan. You have no plan, and you are supposed to be business owner or business owners, businesses owner. There you go. I'm telling you now, if you go military, it's going to be something that you don't want. I see a huge mountain here. And you're going to be like, I cannot climb this mountain, which means you'll probably sign yourself up and not like it at all. That's not your way. So you know what? Maybe you can call me. We can talk about this a little further. But they're giving us the thought here that you have the ability to own businesses. You never thought about this?
Oh.
Are you there?
Hold on. Is she there? What's her number? 410?
Yeah.
410. Is that you, sweetie? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You never thought of doing business?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, why haven't you done it?
It takes money to make money.
Oh, well, so, yeah, it does. But it takes you to figure out a way to make the money in order to make the business. I'm telling you, that's your path. You need to figure this out, okay? You do. Running away from where you are and going into the military is not what you're supposed to do. There's going to be a lot of regret behind that, all right?
Okay, well, am I secure in my position right now at my job?
Yeah, I don't see you losing that job. But if you want to stay there for the next 10 years, that's fine, but it's not your path.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to be there.
That's what I'm saying. You're stuck. You're stuck.
Yeah.
And it's okay to do what you're doing for now because you learn from that job and you build upon it, but you're not going to go any further in this particular job. And that's why the cards are being real clear about you being a business owner. They're not just pulling this out of the sky. You have that ability.
Okay, guys, we only have one more minute left on Gilroy Radio.
Right.
I got to give my shout-out to outro the show. Make sure, and you are so welcome, sweetheart. Guys, make sure you tune every week. I mean, this was a hot, hot show. We're going to tune in every week. Remember, on Gilroy Radio, we're going to have Psychic Sundays each and every Sunday, man, because this show was powerful, guys. It was very powerful. It's a needed show. Catch me Tuesday. Oh, I only got 90 seconds, y'all. Catch me on Twitter Me Tuesdays right here on Blog Talk Radio Gilroy. Catch me on Facebook Fridays right here on Gilroy Radio. Catch me on Seminar Saturdays right here on Gilroy Radio. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch me again next Sunday on Psychic Sundays with the one and only Psychic Wayne. We got to give a big shout out to Psychic Wayne for his time, man. And you know what? I send this song out to you, Psychic Wayne, for giving such a great show on Gilroy Radio. Please catch y'all on Twitter Me. Go ahead.
Well, wait a minute, Gil, before you let me go, I want to be people be able to get in touch with me, too. You hit me up at PsychicWayne1.com. You can also Twitter me at Twitter, Psychic Wayne, and also on Facebook, Psychic Wayne. So.
All right, everybody. I hope you all got the information. If not, hit me up on Facebook, and I'll pass it to you. This has been a fabulous show. I'm looking forward to doing this every week, man. We're going to have a lot of fun. This song goes out to Psychic Wayne, and it also goes out to Gilroy, baby. Y'all check me out. Get ready. February 14th, I'm going to rock her. We live. Psychic Wayne, thank you so much for your time. Church, peace. Catch y'all, family.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
Get an encore.
Do you want more? Cook it raw with the Brooklyn boys. Look for one last time, I need y'all to brawl. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise. Who you know fresher than whole? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking, yeah. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. You hear me rap, it's like Angie rapping it's prime. I'm Young H.O., rap race is dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing Jet, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open a hand with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn ball. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
What the hell are you waiting for?
What you made me do, look what I made for you. Knew if I pay my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drop a couple of hits, look how they wave to you. From R.C. to Madison Square, so the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like George, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Cops got to take one for your team, and I need you to remember one thing. I came, I saw, I conquered. From wreck and tell, sold out concert. So motherfucker, if you want this encore, I need you to scream till your lungs get sore.
Ow! It's star time. This man is mean. He's killing all y'all dancers. Y'all want more than Jigga Man. Well, if y'all want more than Jigga Man, then I need y'all to help me bring him back to the stage. Say ho, come on, say it. Hold up, hold up. Are y'all out there?
Like this. Woo! Woo!